This is the Faith and Family column, entitled Watching for Easter. This is written for us by Scott Seek, a pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Livonia, Michigan. Jesus' resurrection was an incredible moment. It transformed our lives, our world, and eternity, and no one saw it. The story we read in the Gospels every Easter tells us of the women's arrival at the tomb on Easter at sunrise, where they find Jesus is risen. His resurrection happened sometime during the night, and the women were witnesses. They saw Jesus and talked with him, so they had proof, but they weren't witnesses to his exact resurrection because no one was there. Everyone missed it because no one was looking. We, on the other hand, know Easter is coming, and I'm sure you won't want to miss it. At least the stores and the advertisements will make sure we're all very much aware. Still, even though we won't miss the date or the opportunity to buy chocolate bunnies or jelly beans, we still might miss Jesus and what his resurrection means for us, especially if we're not looking. Looking is both a discipline and a skill. It's something we can do intentionally and something we can get better at if we practice. And that's true of all kinds of looking, including looking for Jesus. One way to get better at this is to observe other things and look for him in them. Spring is the perfect time for that. As the new life of spring erupts all around us, may it help us see the new life Christ's resurrection brings to our world and our lives. These are some practices you could use. You can designate a watching spot, a place where you and the young people in your life can sit regularly and comfortably observe the natural world around you. You can get a watching journal to use alongside your young person, a notebook, or just a piece of paper. You can spend some time with your young person at the watching spot recording what you both see. You can point things out that might change, like budding trees or flowering plants. You can record in a child-friendly way how things change as the days and weeks go by. You can also ask, where is God in that, or how does this remind you of God when your young person notices some change? If the answers aren't coming easily, you can be patient. It takes time to learn how to have these conversations. And one way to jumpstart this conversation is to share an observation about something that reminds you of God and ask your young person what they think. You might also ask other open-ended questions that help you explore together how God is connected to the changes you are both seeing around you.